The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Authorities in China are easing some COVID rules after angry protests over the weekend.
Chinese authorities eased antivirus rules in some areas, but are reaffirming their zero COVID strategy after crowds in multiple cities held demonstrations demanding the resignation of China's president Xi Jinping. A deadly apartment fire last week raised questions about overzealous virus controls, and the city of Beijing announced it would no longer set up gates to block access to apartment compounds where infections are found. Police used pepper spray against protesters in Shanghai and struggled to suppress demonstrations in other cities. The protests are the most widespread display of opposition to the ruling Communist Party in decades. Some protesters called for the party to step down and held up blank pieces of paper to signify resistance against state censorship. I'm Jennifer King.
A pilot and passenger are alive after their small plane hit a utility tower and got stuck in the power lines. It happened last night in Gaithersburg, Maryland, outside the nation's capital. Here's Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Chief Scott Goldstein on WJLA.
Both patients have been transported from the scene to local area trauma centers with serious injuries.
The two were rescued after several hours of dangling 100 feet in the air in the aircraft. Power was knocked out to about 90,000 homes and businesses in Washington, D.C.'s Maryland suburbs, but has since been restored. A major drug bust being reported in Europe. Law enforcement authorities in six different countries have joined forces to take down a super cartel of drug traffickers controlling about one-third of the cocaine trade in Europe. The European Union Crime Agency announced today that 49 suspects were arrested during the investigation over 30 tons of drugs seized this month. Dow futures down. More from townhall.com.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. Watching your hard-earned dollars fly out the window on healthcare costs is frustrating. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare 65 Plus. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it really is a community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. Well, MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. And it's easy. You can use any Medicare-approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access from the comfort of your home. Very worth looking into during Medicare open enrollment, which ends December 7th. If you join right now, your second month share will be free. So don't miss this chance. Call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
People with cancer prefer Dr. Lederman's innovative cancer treatment. Many are so disappointed not to get the same care elsewhere. Dr. Lederman is first in Western Hemisphere with body radio surgery, non-invasive, highly successful outpatient cancer treatment where we attack cancer. No cutting, no bleeding. Dr. Lederman's first. When all others thought standard treatment was okay, Dr. Lederman doesn't settle for okay. Why should you? For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work, isn't tolerated, or isn't wanted. The original, Dr. Lederman. Don't settle for excuses and imitation. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, for appointment and free booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th, most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Don't be disappointed elsewhere. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. Getting pretty busy now at the Hudson River crossings. GW Bridge inbound on the upper deck. There's a 40-minute delay. Lower deck, a half hour. Lincoln Tunnel, it's a half hour into town. And at the Holland Tunnel, it's about 15 to 20 minutes from the Turnpike approach, 25 to 30. If you use 1 and 9 and in-town, be aware 59th Street is closed between 6th and 5th Avenue because of an overturned vehicle. And Bowery is closed in both directions at Manhattan Bridge. That's because of an accident investigation. Slow going on the Hutchinson River Parkway northbound into Pelham Parkway. There's a vehicle fire. The right lane is blocked. And the Cross County Parkway westbound to New Rochelle Road, exit 10, there's a collision. A couple of lanes are blocked there. Southern State Parkway looking better westbound into Linden Boulevard, exit 13. Crash has been cleared away. Same with that stall on the Northern State westbound at IU Willits Road, exit 30, but leftover slowdowns. Alternate side of the street parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Chanel Crispin with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sibilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. On AM 970, The Answer.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
Yeah, baby.
I said the right thing, come on, but it must have used the wrong line.
Here we go.
I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong car.
Yeah.
Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. And I done said the right thing.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 706 on AM 970, The Answer. Joe Sibilia is here, Al Gattulo's here. Janelle Crispin in for Debbie Duhaime this morning. Kara is working all the graphics this morning. So I see from the graphics that Kara sent out, and thank you, Kara, for sending that over. It is a National French Toast Day, and that's my go-to breakfast right there. Boy, that looks good. And people say you eat too much maple syrup, but you know what? You know, I have to tell you, That French toast is great, and happy French Toast Day. Hope you're doing all right. But after Thanksgiving, did you eat too much? Are you feeling? I'm feeling it now. Is that an American thing? We just kind of stuff ourselves. Yes, I did, and it was all great. But family, by the grace of God, everything worked out, and yet we still have some more events coming up this week, family-oriented events. I had all the kids with me. Charlie came up, my son Joey with me. I'm in my glory when I'm with my kids, and they are with their mom, and it was so great when I had the children over with Grandma, and they all sat, they knelt down and listening to Grandma talk. And when I tell you, I have to ask permission to make sure that I can give out my mom's age, because sometimes she doesn't like me to do that, but I can't even believe it. And God bless her, and by the grace of God. And I know I miss my father terribly, and I know you miss loved ones as well. We salute my mother for being such a stellar part of the family. It is part of that greatest generation. And if you're a boomer, you hold on to that. And if you're like me, you hold on to the memory of, like, for example, my dad and all that he taught me, because it was all for good. It really was all for good. So we salute that as we come past Thanksgiving and work our way toward Christmas and the holidays and the Hanukkah season. Hey, so I'm confused. A lot going on. China is the big story. There's unrest in China. Gordon Chang is going to join us, and we'll be chatting with Gordon Chang. Dan Hoffman as well from the CIA. Why did we not see that coming? They're saying COVID lockdowns. I don't know that there was any necessity to lock down anybody, and I think that was the huge fail of America. The lockdowns caused all the viruses that are coming out now. And I only know this from the doctors that we talk to on the show, and they are very esteemed and they are very astute, the doctors that we chat on in this program. The propaganda that you hear on television and online, I don't know what to tell you. I would just say tune in to us if you get a chance, even if it's just for a couple seconds, because when you lock somebody down, you take away all the immune system. They never talked about therapies. They never talk about what therapies you could have, and they just locked us down, and I think it was the worst thing. And they're still talking about doing that with kids in school. Should they lock down now? So China, where the virus came from, the Wuhan, especially in Wuhan, there's riots. They're rioting in China. So this just tells you. And I wish that the news media, who is just heck bent on being like, I don't want to say they're beyond progressive. I could understand progressive. I could understand liberal. I understand that mindset. I really do. And my liberal friends, my progressive friends, but it's beyond that. This is like this is socialism. This is communism. This is Marx and Mao and Hitler. That's what they're spewing on the left these days. And I don't know. And it just shows you communism does not work. Doesn't work in Venezuela. Doesn't work. It's not going to work in Wuhan. And now the Chinese are finally stepping up. So very, very, so much looking forward to talking with Gordon Chang. He knows this better than anybody and actually warned us about this. So how does the Communist Party deal with this? And it's so weird that they still have the virus and they started the virus. And this president is shuffling around Nantucket, you know, eating. Somebody actually tweeted out, oh, look how great Biden looks. Some Democratic strategist, because I'm sure he's being paid by the Democratic Party. That's why he said it. Joe Biden, how he's eating an ice cream cone. He's sipping on like a latte and shuffling around Nantucket when we will not address where the virus came from. And I got to worry about my kids. I got to worry about being in church. I got to worry about what I'm going to take to my mom. And the government is not doing anything about it. Not a thing about it. I'm exhausted. And then this story, too, that I was very, very confused about. The Dinner with Kanye. That apparently is the new movie coming out. Dinner with Kanye.
Meatloaf, the dispenser.
So I'm confused because, you know, they go after President Trump about everything because they have nothing. They have nothing. And they're obsessed with it. So not even they disregard all the great policies that President Trump put in place as president, right? But the Dinner with Kanye thing. So Kanye West apparently, and help me out because this, you can't make this stuff up. Kanye West said anti-Semitic remarks. So now he calls to have dinner with President Trump, and President Trump has him come down to Mar-a-Lago. And again, I'm just knowing what I hear, and I don't know what the truth is because I don't believe anything I see online. I don't believe anything unless we layer it down. So let's layer it down because apparently Kanye West brings who? A white supremacist? A white supremacist? Who's coming to dinner? Mm-hmm. Guess who's coming to dinner? Well, it ain't Sidney Poitier, I'll tell you that right now. So what happened? Do we know what happened? Joe, do we have the facts on this by chance?
Yeah, so he had this guy, Nick Fuentes, and Kanye come to dinner, and then Trump presumed to go onto his Truth Social and basically talk about how Kanye is a seriously troubled man. But what I don't get is if he's seriously troubled, why are you having him over for dinner?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And why are you having a white supremacist?
Is the guy a white supremacist or is that just propaganda? That's that it really is.
He's no, like, that, they say he's a white nationalist and a white supremacist.
Yeah.
So what is he doing with a black man?
It's like the old Chappelle skit. Remember the Chappelle skit when he was the blind guy and he was in the KKK and he had no idea he was black in the KKK. It's exactly the same. Look, so if the president
I'm so confused. If the president is
looking to change, you know, is looking to the former president looking to get votes, this is not the way to do it. I think there is at least a segment of the American population who doesn't want to see him, who are Trump supporters, who don't want to see him associating with these people. That's not a good look.
What they call Kanye now? Yee, is that what they call him?
Yeah, Yee, whatever.
Yee, yay.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You know, another one. Just ignore him.
So if that guy was a white supremacist, I'm going to go with a black man. I'm going to a president whose children are all Jewish. Right. So help me out. Help me out here. Something's very fishy about this whole thing. I'm not sure what happened, but whatever it is, Lord, you can't make it up, and I'm just confused, and I don't know what to believe anymore. I guess you're right. If Kanye calls, you go, well, can we do a phone call, Kanye?
Yeah, maybe a phone call. There's no reason to bring him to Mar-a-Lago. I mean, come on, let's be fair.
But this is what gets me crazy. And then I'm watching all these other people tweet out how racist Donald Trump is because they don't have anything else to say. Donald Trump has his daughter; she converted to Judaism. He's so dedicated to the state of Israel, like no one else, by the way, in the administration. How, as a Democrat, do you call Donald Trump a racist? Stay with me on this for a second. And again, I get all the criticism and tell me I'm nuts and criticize. But how do you call Donald Trump a racist when in the United States House of Representatives, on the Democratic side, you have bona fide, self-admitting anti-Semites in Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and the rest of the squad and AOC. They are anti-Semites and they hate America. How do you call Trump a racist when your party it actually emboldens and embraces anti-Semitism through this squad? Could someone help me out here? Is it me? And why doesn't the press talk about it? They're calling Donald Trump was a racist. Well, let's address the fact that Chuck Schumer, Mr. Israel, back in the day, not anymore, he was Mr. Israel, is allowing this to happen. You know, or how did Pelosi let that happen? No one addresses it. Oh, gosh, it's just frustrating. And if you're going to accuse somebody of something, you know, people in glass houses should not throw stones. So we'll see what happens. We'll break it down, what's happening in China. We'll see what's happening. And Fauci is stepping away, but he's going to come back. I'm sure they look at him. You and I got to figure out, what does this Republican House do? Who do they investigate? And I think they should forget about Fauci, forget about Mayorkas, go right to Biden. Go boom, right to the man, the big guy right there. I'm telling you, I'm done. And it ain't mean. It's not just tit for tat. It's the fact that they are compromised. And the reason we're not getting any information on the Wuhan virus, we don't know how to deal with it, because Joe Biden, in my opinion, with Hunter, is compromised. What's going on in Ukraine? We're giving them billions and billions and billions of dollars. I support that. We'll talk to Dan Hoffman about it, because it looks like now they're actually beating Vladimir Putin at his own game. That is huge. But why are we giving the billions of dollars? Why aren't we tracking that money? And what happened with Hunter and Ukraine? Did we ever find, or Joe Biden with Ukraine? It's unfortunate, because the news media that speaks the truth, we're one of those folks. And I understand when we're up, you criticize us, tell us we're nuts, and tell us what you're thinking. And we will certainly put it on the air to be objectivity, right? But I don't know what's going on. You can't, for some reason, the news media does not look, they have an agenda, and that agenda is to protect Joe Biden and to protect the Democratic Party, and that's it. And they could care less how it affects this country. And even these big corporations, when you tell me Elon Musk goes in to buy Twitter, and he opens it up to free speech, honestly, why doesn't the press talk about Musk and the opening up and making it objective at Twitter, as opposed to shutting down stories like the Hunter Biden story, which got us Joe Biden elected as president? There was censorship there. There was no freedom of speech. There's no freedom of speech on Facebook, Google, and Twitter didn't have it till Musk took over. Why are you fighting that? Why are you fighting Elon Musk? If you're a big corporation, you're going to fight Musk, yet you're allowing your country. You make products in Mexico. You make products in China. You make products all around. You never come to the inner cities, like I always tell you. You want to help out America? You want to not be racist? Big companies, come in there. I saw a list of companies that stepped away from Twitter because Elon Musk took over. Help me out here. I'm confused. Is that not free speech, what Elon Musk is doing? I mean, is it? I tell me I'm wrong. I might be nuts. 7:17 on the radio. Oh, Cyber Monday today. Do you really get deals, guys? Do you really get deals on Cyber Monday?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta search around. I did a couple of deals yesterday. I bought my wife a Christmas present, bought my son some Christmas presents.
What'd you get? She's not listening. What'd you get? Good stuff? Huh?
No,
good
you, stuff. Don't even, Diamond, you don't even. She's going to yell at me Diamond. Anyway for getting this for her. They have one of these. It's called Cushion Lab, because she sits all, you know, a lot of the day.
Wait.
So I got her this cushion, this ergonomically correct cushion, so that it helps her when she's sitting, so it takes pressure off of your hip and back.
You romantic.
And meanwhile, I should have waited
wait,
for
Joe. Wait.
Yeah. I know. He's jumping the gun. I've had that.
Wait. Yeah. Honey. What did you get me, honey?
A cushion. Here it is. A cushion. For your, we'll leave it at that.
Is that really the present?
Yeah. Well, that's not the only thing I'm getting her, but I know she's constantly complaining because she's sitting for long periods of time.
A neck brace too.
No, actually, I got her a lumbar support for the back. Yeah. Ah, a true romantic. No, but seriously,
Orthopedics are us. Is that what you're
with? No, but she's complaining about her back. And, sitting for long periods of time. And I keep telling her, I'm like, You got to get up once an hour and move around. Geez. But she doesn't do that because
you
got
to teach me. I end up. I bought cars and she still left me. I mean, you know, yeah. I bought an automobile.
She bought her own car. That's right.
I put the bow on the car. It's like, great. A week later, she runs off on her old boyfriend.
Come on, help me out here, buddy.
I thought I told you this last week.
Not only did she get a raise. She's getting like three bonuses, and they paid her more money
because they
actually told her, hey, by the way, we've been hiring people and paying them more money than what you started with, so here's the difference in what we're supposed to pay you.
Wow.
I'm like, what company does this?
Yeah,
I'm like, you can't ever quit.
No,
you can't.
No, you're right. Joe, I interrupted you.
I should have waited for Cyber Monday, but I got my friend who's obsessed with game shows. As of no surprise.
Go ahead, I got my friend
who is completely obsessed with game shows, a Wheel of Fortune umbrella. You open the umbrella, and it looks like the wheel from Wheel of Fortune.
That's great. Where did you find that?
I was watching Wheel of Fortune on Wednesday night, and they were showing all the different things you could order from their website, and that was one of them. I said, that's his Christmas
I need this kid up on news. Who's a white supremacist, and he's watching Wheel of Fortune.
That's Nick Fuentes, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry, you hit that. Nick Fuentes, you got it.
There you go.
Oh, my lordy, lordy, lordy. Hey, Andy McCarthy, he'll bring some sanity back to the show coming up momentarily at 7:19. And Janelle Crispin is on the roads doing a great job for Debbie Duhaime this morning on AM 970 The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We've got a crash on 46, Route 46 eastbound near Clove Road in Little Falls. Left lane is blocked in a collision in Linden on 1 and 9 southbound at Park Avenue South. And 1 and 9, the express lane southbound in the area of McClellan Street. Lots of airport traffic. Cross Bronx Expressway traveling eastbound approaching Webster Avenue. There's a disabled vehicle. GW Bridge inbound on the upper deck 40 minutes, lower deck 30 to 35. We have at the Lincoln Tunnel delays running about 25 to 30, and at the Holland Tunnel 15 to 20 from the Turnpike, 25 to 30 from 1 and 9. Route 109 in West Babylon on Long Island still blocked because of fallen power cables. In town, 59th Street still closed 6th out to 5th Avenue because of an overturned vehicle. Bowery, both directions at the Manhattan Bridge closed because of a crash probe. Alternate side of the street parking rules, they're in effect today. You now know where not to go. I'm Janelle Crispin with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Pfizer. This fall, there are updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. If it's been at least 2 months since your primary series or booster, schedule your updated COVID-19 booster dose at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Hey, looking to make your heart great again? Look no further than St. Joseph's Medical Center of Yonkers. They have a modern outpatient cardiac rehabilitation program at its cardiovascular center. It's right there, 530 Yonkers Avenue. State-of-the-art physician-supervised gym. How about a cardiac rehabilitation program that helps patients with heart disease and cardiac conditions recover faster and regain optimal, productive lifestyles? St. Joseph's also offers a physical rehabilitation program for musculoskeletal and orthopedic cases in the same convenient location. So the cardiovascular center has been providing comprehensive imaging and services for the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of heart disease since 2014. And due to growing demand, it has expanded to add a cardiac rehabilitation program. It's the only outpatient cardiovascular rehabilitation program in the city of Yonkers. Its board-certified cardiologists work together with patients to evaluate their needs and create a personalized treatment plan. So if you or a loved one have a cardiovascular condition, please consider St. Joseph's Cardiac Rehabilitation Program. Get on the path to a healthier heart. 914-304-7350. It's 914-304-7350.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street returns in greater numbers today after the Thanksgiving holiday and a shortened session on Friday. This week, investors will be looking at updates on consumer confidence, home prices, and the monthly employment report on Friday. It is Cyber Monday, and Adam Levin, founder of Cyber Scout, says it's also a big day for scammers.
Look at your bills, look at your receipts, and make absolutely sure that everything you thought you bought, you actually actually bought, and the price you thought you were paying is the price you actually paid.
Consumer Reports recommends you use apps to track prices and stick to a budget. Cyber Monday is when some companies offer deep discounts on electronics. Research firm Adobe Analytics says last year consumers spent $10.7 billion on Cyber Monday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Starting to realize your small business is a little overwhelmed by the holiday rush? It's still not too late to get all of your shipping and mailing under control with Stamps.com. Sign up right now, and you'll be printing your own postage in just minutes with discounted USPS and UPS shipping rates. Just go to Stamps.com, click the mic at the top of the page, and use code BUSINESS for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. That's Stamps.com. Code BUSINESS.
Tune in to the Joe Piscopo Show every Friday morning at 8:40 for the Tunnel to Towers Hero Spotlight segment, focusing on the story of a patriot and their family who has been recognized and supported by the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org.
New York City's first and only life plan community, River's Edge, will soon be built on a 32-acre campus along the Hudson River, just minutes away from Grand Central and Riverdale. River's Edge, a community for adults ages 62 and up, combines a cosmopolitan lifestyle with the security of knowing that if your health changes, your needs can be met seamlessly right where you live. You have a life plan with easy access to uninterrupted on-site care at no additional cost, no matter how your needs change. River's Edge, your plan for wonderful. Call 844-55-RIVER. That's 844-55-RIVER or visit riversedge.org.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, can I tell you about Relief Factor? Andy McCarthy's coming up in a moment, but I want to tell you, I could get you out of pain, I think. I love telling you this because I've been so active and I'm so able to be active because I believe I take Relief Factor. It's 800-4-RELIEF. You can call 800-4-RELIEF. It's 100% drug-free. And that's it, bang, for me. Boom. So I've been, and when I tell you hundreds of thousands have tried Relief Factor, 70% have gone on to order more. And I love that about Relief Factor. They go, hundreds of thousands have tried it, 70% have gone on to order more. You know how many people that is? It's tens of thousands of people that are out of pain because of Relief Factor. You could try it with the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4, the word relief. Or start here. Everything you need to know about 100% drug-free Relief Factor is at ReliefFactor.com.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Now everybody. Joe on the radio, 726. Andy McCarthy is contributing editor at National Review and fellow at the National Review Institute, Fox News contributor, a former chief assistant U.S. attorney. Andy, welcome back to the show. Happy Thanksgiving. Great to have you with us this morning.
Joe, happy Thanksgiving. Great to be with you.
Well, you know, you did such a great job sitting in that I didn't know if I was going to have a job when I came back because I called Jerry Crowley, our boss, to say, so I tell you, I was out of state somewhere working. I said, how'd Andy do? I tell you, you just crushed it, man. And thank you. And Jerry loved it. So we appreciate that. And everybody loved you on the air, Andy. It's really great. We'll have to do it again, you know.
I appreciate that, Joe. I'm not going to be doing any Sinatra shows, though. So relax.
Come on. Yeah, I'll see you with the little hat. Andy McCarthy does. Frank Sinatra, he is.
They call me very old blue eyes.
Oh, that's great. Can I borrow that? I'm going to have to borrow that one. Yeah, that's good.
Hey, it's all Andrew, yours. Yeah, right.
Yeah, thank you. You know what, though? When you do the radio thing, what a wild – it's a wild ride, right? Because it's never-ending. It's unforgiving. And it's 4 hours of nonstop as opposed to doing a hit, you know, and then waiting. It's pretty wild. Did you do radio before? Because you seem to be a natural at it, my friend.
Well, I've been on the radio for you know, a million years, it seems like now. But you know, look, we're like, you know, New York people who
especially
Irish New York people who, you know, you tell them they're getting paid by the word, you better have a fat checkbook.
It's just going. Andy, I'm trying to put together what happened, what is happening over the weekend and what's breaking down. And I see Democrats are once again calling for a ban on assault weapons in the wake of the mass shootings. You know, we never addressed, though, the heart of the problem of, like, the guy down in Colorado. He gets arrested. He was holding his mother hostage or something. And then they masked his criminal records. And correct me if I'm wrong, sir. But isn't it the more of a problem of letting people back out on the streets with criminal records? But they're after that assault weapons ban. And where do we end up on all of this, Andy, do you think?
Yeah, well, I think that's right, Joe. And part of the problem here is, what is an assault weapon? You know, if you're on the wrong end of a gun, any weapon's an assault weapon. That's like sort of the whole idea. So assault weapon is nothing more than a scary weapon. You know, it's not really much. It's not more than, it's a gun that looks scary to liberals, you know, basically. And they don't want to address what we know by our experience is the crime problem in America, which is recidivism and mental illness. So they've made those two things, which are the drivers of not only violent crime, but all crime pretty much. They've made those more difficult to address. And then they want you to think that the guns are not only scary, but they shoot themselves somehow, that there's not somebody on the business end. And all those things combined to make it this just a very difficult problem to address. And the way they always want to address it is by creating more rules and prohibitions. But the point is that, you know, rules only affect the law abiding, right? If you're a criminal and you want a gun, you're not going to not get a gun because it's against the law, because you're a criminal in the first place. So, you know, these rules that they want to make just make it more difficult for law-abiding people to exercise their constitutional right and their natural right to defend themselves. They don't have any effect on the criminal, which is the, you know, the element that you're supposed to be directing the stuff at.
Well, and then look at this. Alvin Bragg is the Manhattan DA. And I'm so cautious when I quote stats, because I don't know what to believe online. But this seems to be a true. This is Alvin Bragg. 52% of felonies were downgraded to misdemeanors. 52%. That's over half of them downgraded. So why are they doing this? Who are they placating? You're placating the criminals. What good does that do for Alvin Bragg? And where's Mayor Adams in all this? Wouldn't you be up in arms if you're in the mayor and you have people walking down the street being not only just the gun violence is one thing, but knives and subway cars and being thrown downstairs? What is this guy thinking, Alvin Bragg, do you think, Andy?
Well, this is a progressive philosophy of crime, which it's insane, but you know they believe it as a theoretical matter. It's like one of those, you know, highfalutin theories that we'll forever be chasing around to see if there's anything in real life that matches up to it. But they believe that crime's a function of how you investigate it, whereas I think the rest of us down here on planet Earth believe crime is what happens on the street, you know. And it doesn't have anything to do with, like, if the police didn't investigate crime and didn't arrest anyone, and therefore we had statistics that showed no violent crime, that doesn't mean there would be no violent crime. It would mean the police are not doing their jobs, right? And we know there's crime because crime has victims and victims report crime. So that's how we can tell whether, you know, police and prosecutors are doing their job or not. But he's from this progressive point of view that the crime we have is just a function of what the police go out and do rather than what the criminals do. And that, you know, to take it a step further, and now you can understand why they think this way. If the statistics of police arrests show that certain races are being arrested at a higher level and prosecuted at a higher level, what they conclude from that is that law enforcement and the system itself is systemically racist, rather than that certain groups are offending at higher levels. And then because of that, all that fog that they create around these numbers, you never get down to the real matter, which is that crime, even though you may be able to show statistically that, you know, blacks offend at a certain level and whites overall offend at a certain level, crime is not really racial so much as it's recidivist. In other words, the people who are committing crimes, even if a higher percentage of them are black, the fact of the matter is that they are not representative of the black community, say in New York at large, because what you're dealing with is a much smaller group of people who offend again and again and again. And if you don't prosecute them, you're basically, if you take somebody who's going to commit, you know, a crime a day, and you don't prosecute that person, that's 365 crimes that get committed, you know, that wouldn't otherwise be committed. Yes. So if you don't take the recidivist element off the street, which is what we, you know, we realized that in the 90s, and we did it for 30 years, and we drove crime down to record low levels by 2017. You do that by taking people off the street who, if they were on the street, would be committing more crimes.
Yeah, it's so true. And you, I just, but the thought went through my head just now, Andy, that you went after terrorists, and then you got to be careful that you don't say what the religion is, what the purpose was. You got to just go after what the crime they committed, and you can't bring that in, because then you appear to be racist. But I don't understand why Bragg just doesn't say this crime was committed, and then not look at race or color, but just at the crime committed, huh? I mean, is that overthinking it too much?
I think it's overthinking it a little, because, you know, there's uncomfortable facts that just the way society's become too politically correct. We used to be able to talk about like they were common sense, and now we're not allowed to talk about them anymore. But that doesn't mean they go away. So, you know, when I started out as a mafia prosecutor, if I brought a mafia case with a bunch of guys named McCarthy in the indictment, that case is going to get left out of court, right? Because a lot of crime is ethnic, you know, a lot of it is now that's just, you know, that's just a fact. It doesn't single out any particular group, but it's common sense. Like if you want to, if you're going to be a jihadist terrorist, being a jihadist is part of the deal, you know, so you're not going to get people who are. So I think the thing is with terrorist cases, once you investigate people who have crossed the line into violence, then you get into whatever motivates them to commit violence. And you do have to be very careful not to overgeneralize. Like all of the Muslim terrorists I prosecuted were Muslims, obviously. On the other hand, we wouldn't have been able to prosecute them were it not for patriotic Muslims who, for example, helped us infiltrate the organization. Some of them were very brave, acting as undercovers. Others work for the police agency so that we could, you know, when we recorded conversations, we were able to whip them into transcripts that we could present to the jury in a powerful way to get convictions. Yeah. Yeah. So I think we can oversimplify. You know, when I was in the Southern District of New York, you know, Rudy Giuliani's office in the 80s, we did Italian organized crime. We did Chinese organized crime. We did, you know, Irish organized crime, the Westies. We did all that stuff. But, you know, what you have to be committed to is taking people who over offend off the street. It's not a racial or ethnic thing. It's, are you a recidivist? Because again, with recidivists, it sounds like common sense, but it's a fact. If you have somebody who's a professional criminal, if he's not in jail, he's going to be on the street committing crime. So when the left complains about the number of people who are in prison, you have to multiply that, because people don't get into prison anymore unless they have, you know, solid criminal records. For the most part, overwhelmingly, people who are in jail are recidivists, which means every day they're in jail, that's X number of crimes that aren't being committed on the street.
Yeah, you're making so much sense, but God, it's so frustrating when we watch all these things unfold and these innocent people being hurt on the streets of New York when it's just a common sense, you know, overview on how to deal with this, and they just don't, you know. And but we got to let you go, Andy. I'm sorry, but and thank you for your valuable time. But this Biden, do you think do the Republicans go after Biden being compromised with this Hunter Biden thing? Do they go there, or are they just gonna? Is that just gonna go by the wayside? You know, because what are you thinking? Yeah.
I think that the Republican committees are definitely going to investigate that. Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley in the Senate have already done two big reports on it. I think, Joe, they're going to do it in the context of investigating China and investigating the FBI to see, like, you know, what improvements do we need of the FBI? I think if they go at it as let's go after Hunter Biden, they're going to rub people the wrong way, because I've always said, I think I've said it to you a number of times, the least important Biden in the Biden investigation is Hunter. You know, nobody cares about the drug abuse and the you know, all the other stuff that that he's involved in. But when millions of dollars from hostile foreign governments are pouring into the coffers of the Biden family, we're entitled to know, what did China think it was buying? And it wasn't buying Hunter. You know, that's not the important thing here. So I think they have to go after that.
Yeah, so true. Andy, thank you. Listen, we'll get Fly Me to the Moon queued up next time you come back on the show. Andy McCarthy is Frank Sinatra. But thank you, Andy. God bless. All the best, man. Talk to you soon.
You too.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, sir. Andrew McCarthy right there. 7:39, Joe on the radio. You know, we've been celebrating Yonkers, the great city of Yonkers, all month. And George Latimer is the Westchester County Executive. He's going to join us. Dan Hoffman from the CIA. Joe Borelli is with us. Dr. Brett Girard is with us. Gordon Chang as well. What's going on in China, for crying out loud? And Kelly Jane Torrance is going to join us from the New York Post. You always at 877-970-2999. Al's in the News Nook on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
53 degrees at 739. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two children are dead in the Mount Hope section of the Bronx following an incident involving their mother. It happened around 7:30 Saturday night. Police confirmed they took into custody a 24-year-old woman acting erratically at 246 Echo Place. Following a second 911 call a short time later to the same location, police discovered the woman's 11-month-old and a 3-year-old buried under clothes in a bathtub overflowing with water, with multiple stab wounds throughout their bodies. The children's father and police attempted CPR, but could not save the children. The mother of the children remains in police custody. Monroe officials have approved changes to the township's master plan, which include limits on residential development and expansion of existing parks. The changes follow a series of community workshops and a survey of residents that drew comments from more than 1,600 respondents. Other updates drawn from the survey include more targets for open space preservation, better traffic circulation, and more bike and walking trails. The full report available at Monroe Township's website. In sports, quarterback Mike White made his first start of the season, helped the Jets lead the Jets to a 31-10 win over the Bears. White threw for 315 yards, 3 touchdowns in the win. Nets defeated the Trailblazers 111-97 in Brooklyn, and the Knicks have now dropped 4 of their last 5. They fell to the Grizzlies at MSG 127-123. Stuck in traffic? Janelle Crispin's got the answer.
Starting off with a check of the Hudson River crossings right now, the GW Bridge inbound on the upper deck, a 40-minute delay, lower deck 30-35. Outbound, we've got some construction. Lincoln Tunnel inbound, a half-hour delay, and at the Holland Tunnel, it's a half-hour from the turnpike approach, 45 to 50 minutes if you use 1 and 9. We have 1 and 9, very heavy traffic in the express lanes in the area of McClellan Street. That's because of airport traffic. And 1 and 9 southbound into Park Avenue South and Linden, there's a crash. One lane is closed. 46 all jammed up east bound near Clove Road in Little Falls, even though a crash there has been cleared away. We do have some traffic troubles in town. 59th Street is closed, 6th to 5th Avenue. That's because of an overturned vehicle. Bowery's been reopened at the Manhattan Bridge, and accident investigation has been cleared away. Alternate side of the street parking rules in effect today. You now know where not to go. I'm Janelle Crispin with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Yonkers Contracting Company. I love that. YonkersContractingCO.com. You're going to see how they have built with, starting, by the way, with Edward J. Petrillo in 1945, now under the leadership of Carl E. Petrillo. That's 77 years later. Look at this. They've been going. And they worked on Grand Central Station and Grand Central Terminal and New York's Penn Station. Brooklyn Bridge, and these are the projects that Yonkers Contracting has done. Again, you could check out YonkersContractingCO.com. But I love when you get Mr. Petrillo or the Petrillo family and Yonkers Contracting, and they help out the community. And they are supporters of Yonkers Partners in Education. Yonkers Partners in Education, also known as YPI. It's a nonprofit that partners with the Yonkers Public Schools to ensure students are ready for college. This is great. great. I love the way – this is what I'm talking about, and this is how you build, in my opinion, a very strong community, and that's what Yonkers is. In its 15th year, YPI, with more than 1,200 students across all of Yonkers and a community of 250-plus volunteers providing support with academics, all aspects of the college application, makes the transition from high school to college a success. So please – learn more about YPI.org by going to YPIE.org. It's YPI.org.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
For everything you need to know about health, wellness, and surviving everyday life in the New York, New Jersey metro area, stay tuned for the all-new Invite Health Radio with Amanda Williams at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling you about Connors and Sullivan, because you can get a free initial consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan. Free, in-person, initial consultation. You have a charity that you want to give to, and you want to see how it affects your, you know, the bottom line, and you have a legacy that you want to maintain for your children and your grandchildren. You want to protect yourself from, you know, the municipality is going to come after you. You know, God forbid something happens. You got states going to come in. The federal government's what they do. They're like little parasitic creatures that are in the government, right? Boom. They just, how much can we get? How much, what's in it for us? Protect yourself. You can protect yourself, and you can get a free in-person initial consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan. You could create a will, a trust, a healthcare proxy, and power of attorney. You need all these things to protect what? Your legacy. It's what you deserve. Offices are in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, on Staten Island. Let me give you the number if I can for Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500, or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, tonight at 7.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Today's Yonkers Trivia segment is sponsored by St. Joseph's Medical Center of Yonkers, here for you.
Well, it's time for our daily spotlight on Yonkers Fun Fact that will be read by Yonkers Mayor Mike Spano. Listen to today's Yonkers Fun Fact. Call in with the correct answer, 877-970-2999. The first correct caller will win a $50 gift card to redeem at either of renowned Chef Peter Kelly's X2O Xavier's on the Hudson Restaurant in the Yonkers Waterfront District, or Restaurant X and Bully Boy Bar that is in Congers. I'll give you the number for Peter Kelly's fine, fine restaurants, 914-965-1111. And now here's Mayor Mike Spano with today's Yonkers trivia question.
By the end of the 19th century, Yonkers was the headquarters for the largest manufacturer in the world for what product?
Good questions. Good question. Be the first correct caller with the answer at 877-970-2999, and you win that $50 gift card to redeem at either of renowned chef Peter Kelly's X2O Xavier's on the Hudson restaurant in the Yonkers Waterfront District, or Restaurant X and Bully Boy Bar in Congers, New York. Good luck. Thanks for playing. Joe Piscopo on the radio. I want to, if I may, bring George Latimer to the airwaves, Westchester County Executive, kind enough to check in with us this morning. Mr. County Executive, welcome to the program, sir. Great to have you with us. George, how are you?
Joe, I'm fine. It's a great honor to talk to you. I'm a big fan from back in the day.
Wow, man. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And you know, kudos to you for all that's going on in Yonkers. Where are you from original, George, if I may ask?
Well, you know, I'm originally from Mount Vernon, Joe. And the fun part of this is that Mount Vernon and Yonkers, like any two communities in North Jersey, they're competitors. They play football against each other. And, you know, you can't date a girl from the other town. But I have to admit, as a Mount Vernon boy, Yonkers is on the move. They've done some great work there, and you've been highlighting it, and I think accurately so.
You know what, though? I honestly, because I love Jersey, but I went to Yonkers, visited, and we're going back up there, and we love it. And now, and I always talk about and always tried to bring film back to Jersey, and we're doing a pretty good job of it now, but not like Yonkers bringing Lionsgate in at $100 million with a film and television production. I went, oh, I wish we had that in Jersey. That was a great move. You got to kind of wine and dine the folks at Lionsgate to make the move, huh?
you know better than I do. But Mike Spano and his team did a great job. And, of course, you're close to New York City when you're in Yonkers. That's a big plus. And so much of the talent is here, in Manhattan. And then also, if you're going to go out and you're going to film some street scenes, Yonkers has got great architecture. It could look like New York at the turn of the century and all those things that you're looking for in a commercial or in some other kind of a feature film. So it's a great get for Yonkers, and we're all excited about it,
Yeah, it's huge. And in the Northeast, to bring it back is absolutely huge. Hey, George Latimer is not Italian, but apparently you got some Italian blood in the history there, George, eh?
Joe, I'm only a half a paisan. The mother's side of the family, Donato Mainiero, comes from Benevento. The father's side of the family, I'm afraid, is from one of those northern provinces called Ireland. So it's a mixed marriage back in the early 1950s.
Look at that. You know what? Isn't it funny? My kids are half Irish, too. I think the Italians, and I always talk to my cousin Paulie about the half Irish, half Italian. It's a great mix. It really is. So we could appreciate
very
that.
Very frequently.
Hey, so George, tell us how you got into local politics and your job as Westchester County Executive. That's huge. That's a huge county. And what is your role primarily as a county executive?
The county government in Westchester County is a local government, but we do the regional things that every single city and town and village can't do. So we run the airport. We run the county jail. We run the bus system. You can't expect every village and city to do that. So, but it's a local job. It's not Albany. It's not Washington, D.C. I had a 20-year career as a sales and marketing executive in the hospitality industry. I worked for some, major companies, Nestle, ITT. And you learn a lot in those settings that really help you in government. People don't think that way, but you learn about how to balance a budget, how to cut taxes, how to do the things you need to do every day. And I'm very lucky to have this gig. And I work closely with Mike because he's mayor of the third biggest city in the state. And, I think we're doing a decent job up here.
Yeah, no, you really are. At that, the Yonkers is the third biggest city. That's a great trivia. That could have been one of the trivia questions, but we just gave away the answer. But that's actually...
I think I did. I'm sorry about that. I apologize to your producers.
Hey, Mr. Executive, County Executive, before we let you go, so do you go, when you decided a family vacation, this was my dilemma, do you go to Italy? Who's pushing for Italy? Who's pushing for Ireland? I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, when guess who's pushing for Ireland? I married an Irish girl, so that's the other thing.
My sister
married an Italian boy, so guess where they go for the next they go for Halloween.
I tell you, it's two beautiful countries. George Latimer is a Westchester County executive doing a great job up there. Hey, George, great to chat with you. I'll see you when I come up there. That would be great, and we appreciate you taking the time with us this morning, sir.
Joe, thanks for what you're doing. You do a great job.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, George. George Latimer right there, Westchester County executive. Hey, 751 and Joe on the radio. And, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Starting off with some troubles on the turnpike in New Jersey, northbound approaching exit 12. There's a crash. The left lane is blocked. Express lanes of 1 and 9 in Newark all jammed up in the area of McClellan Street. Lots of airport traffic. Cross Bronx, the good news is eastbound approaching Webster Avenue, a stall has been cleared away. The bad news, heavy-duty slowdowns and stop-and-go traffic on the Harlem River Drive as you travel the 3rd Avenue Bridge down to the FDR Drive. GW Bridge inbound on the upper deck 40 minutes, lower deck 30 to 35. Outbound, there's construction blocking the left lane on the ramp to the Palisades. Lincoln Tunnel into town, half-hour delay. Holland Tunnel, it's half-hour from the Turnpike. 50 minutes now from 1 and 9. Police activity on the Palisades, northbound into Henry Hudson Drive. Very heavy traffic. And the Southern State Parkway, very slow westbound into the Belt Parkway, exiting delays for the Belt. And the Belt slow into the Southern State. You now know where not to go. I'm Chanel Crispin with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, let's talk right now about gas prices, groceries, mortgage rates out of control. If you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, there are only three potential outcomes by doing so now. First, when rates go down, and they will go down, you refinance, you get a lower rate and payment. Second, rates stay the same. You accomplished what you wanted to do sooner rather than later. And finally, rates keep going up. And now you're the genius that both took advantage of the new loan when you did. There are really only those three outcomes, and all three of them are wins. And the winner that I want you to work with is Fellowship Home Loans. These guys are so good. Fellowship Home Loans, I've been to their offices. I've worked with them. I'm a customer. Fellowship Home Loans can work with you to find out what makes the most sense for you and your family. Give them a call, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, or go online to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. These are good folks. You'll want to do business with them. You do have a friend in the mortgage business. It's Fellowship Home
Nationwide
Loans.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382, Mortgage Banker NYS, Department of Financial Services.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
America is hurting. Crime and inflation have everyone worried about the future, especially seniors. But we don't have to lose hope. If you're a senior, you remember better than anyone how strong America can be when we work together. That's why I'm urging you to join forces with AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC is here to enrich the lives of seniors and to uphold freedom for all Americans by fighting for conservative causes. AMAC membership comes with benefits like discounts on hotels, restaurants, cell phone service, and much more. And my friends at AMAC offer advisory services on things like Medicare, financial planning, Social Security. Becoming a member of AMAC is super easy. It only costs $16 per year. Sign up today at GallagherForAMAC.com. I'm proud to be an honorary lifetime member of AMAC. I know you'll love AMAC as well. Join millions of other AMAC members and receive unparalleled benefits. Let's get our beloved America back on track. Join AMAC today at GallagherForAMAC.com. Go to GallagherForAMAC.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, good morning. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. You know, only a short drive away, you can play and win big at Empire City Casino by MGM Resorts. They got record-high jackpots, exciting promotions, live entertainment, dining options, and harness racing at the historic Yonkers Raceway. You know, there's 4,600 of the hottest slots, electronic blackjack, three-card poker, craps, and more at one of the largest casino gaming floors in the country. That's Empire City Casino. Is that wild? And by the way, we want you to step inside. You got to be 18 years of age or older to play New York Lottery games. Please play responsibly. But in the meantime, I love the way Empire City Casino by MGM Resorts steps up and helps out in a philanthropic way by supporting programs in the community dedicated to food insecurity, workforce development, public education, sustainability. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are donated every single year to those programs right throughout the whole region by Empire City Casino. Love telling you about Empire City Casino by MGM Resorts.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
All right, Jeff Nordin has got the weather. Jeff, how are you? Happy Thanksgiving. And did you have a nice Thanksgiving? All good Jeffrey, for you, huh?
Yeah, I had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I'm overstuffed, but the good news is I didn't gain any weight. I'm actually maintaining.
Well, you never did. Well, you're like 7'2". Is that how tall you are? I mean, you don't.
Oh, 6'4", but thanks. tall enough to keep it like evenly God distributed, so it doesn't go up much. Weather-wise, we are looking fantastic. Partly sunny. It is a little windy, and that's today and Wednesday. Those are going to be the two windiest days ahead. 55 for the high today, clear, kind of chilly tonight, 36, but calm winds. And then tomorrow, a great day, sunny to partly cloudy, 47 for the afternoon high. Here's where it gets a little dicey. Wednesday, the winds pick up again with rain in the afternoon, high temp officially 57. That's going to be the warmest it gets this week. And with those winds steady out of the south southwest, 15 to 25, they could gust easily past 40 miles per hour. So we're possibly going to see some power outages as a result. And also, any Christmas decorations you put up, Joe, secure them or take them inside because your neighbor doesn't need them.
Wow. So when is that? When is that coming in?
That's Wednesday.
Wednesday. Be careful on that. All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it very much. Coming up to 8 o'clock, and we got Councilman Joe Borelli is going to join us. Dan Hoppen, right at the top of the hour. Our man, Dan the Man, retired CIA Senior Clandestine Services Officer. That's the coolest title of any guest. I'm just saying. Fox News contributor, all-around great guy. And Iran is calling for U.S. suspension from the 2022 World Cup, right, because they left something off of a flag. I mean, really. And we're going to talk about what's going on in China, the latest in Russia, Ukraine aid. People are starting to complain. Why are we sending so much money? Why are they? It's billions and billions of dollars, you know. And are we tracking where that money goes? Councilman Joe Borelli will join us. Dr. Brett Girard in the 9 o'clock hour. Gordon Chang is going to join us. I'm watching what's happening in China, and I'm flabbergasted. It really, really just looks like they're going up against the regime. What will happen? How will that unfold? And Kelly Jane Torrance is op-ed editor of the New York Post, and she's going to join us, and we're going to talk about the Hunter Biden coverage and all the other news of the day. You're always welcome at 877-970-2999. Hopefully you had a great Thanksgiving, working our way to now Christmas, Hanukkah. Are you set? I'm ready. Coming right back at you. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
53 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Queens man is under arrest after a crash that killed a motor scooter driver. ABC 7 reporting the driver of a BMW that collided with a motor scooter around 1 a.m. in Jackson Heights facing DWI charges. It happened at 37th Avenue and 82nd Street. Police say the BMW driver, Yario Ortiz, remained at the scene. The motor scooter driver died at the hospital. The Pope is calling on Palestinian and Israeli authorities to pursue dialogue. The pontiff took to Twitter Sunday saying that violence kills the future and that the two countries would instead work together to build mutual trust. His statement comes as the Jerusalem Post reports of harassment of Israeli soccer fans and journalists at the Qatar World Cup. Three people are recovering after being stabbed Thanksgiving morning at an Atlantic City attraction. Happened at Harrah's Resort and Casino, with part of the incident posted on social media. The victim's injuries non-life-threatening. A trio of suspects, meanwhile, face charges for aggravated assault. And as Joe mentioned earlier, it's National French Toast Day. The name of the food first showed up on the record in the 17th century, was brought to America by early settlers. Today you can celebrate by whipping some up, dipping the bread into a mix of eggs and milk before deep frying it. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
From the studios of AM 970, The Answer, on Broadway and Wall Street in Manhattan. This is WNYM, Hackensack, New Jersey, New York City. Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.